We get here at Tiger Field. Everybody out at the ballpark. Pretty much standing room only here. The 2-2 pitch from Cook. Fouled back toward the parking lot, out of play. The hold to count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's no official sellout number here at Tiger Field, but typically 4th of July is standing room only. This one's fouled back to the screen to hold the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. With nobody out, the 2-2 pitch to Osorio. The breaking ball just misses inside. Osorio works a walk. The second base runner of the game for the Rosebuds. Now Skylar Sunara to the plate. He's made a couple great plays over there at second base, including that one that kept everybody their respective bases, only moving up 90 feet. Lots of red, white, and blue out here at Tiger Field, especially with the Rose City Rosebuds uniforms being white and red. First pitch taken for a called strike one. Quick pickoff attempt on over to first and nabbed over there at first base. Caught sleeping is the courtesy runner, Kirk Mazurowski, for the Rosebuds. He was the courtesy runner for the catcher, Sergio Osorio. And Ty Cook caught him sleeping. No balls and two strikes to Skylar Sunara with one out now. That pitch misses up and away. 1 ball and 2 strikes here in this top of the third inning. Ground ball foul toward the first base dugout. Little check swing. The 1-2 pitch from Cook with one out. It's fouled back to the screen again, and we'll do it again. 3-2-8-1-4. Peering in at handy. The delivery of the 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball swung on, grounded toward Mondohano. Backhand play. Throws across on a hop. Dylan Green making a great play. Corralling that baseball as he drifts up the first baseline. A great pick over there at first base on the other end from Dylan Green for out number 2. Sunara is retired for the top of the order. Mitch Toma, who lined out to the left fielder, Zanizer, his last time up. Two outs and nobody on in a 10-0 top of the third inning. Here's the first pitch to the left-hand hitting Mitch Toma. In the dirt, blocked by Handy for ball one. One ball and no strikes on Toma. The 1-0 pitch from Cook. Misses low and in for ball two. Cook working efficiently. 2-0 pitch on the outside corner right at the knees to make the count 2-1. The 2-1 delivery from Cook. Fastball on the inside corner. Threw a heater in there. Just caught the inside corner at the belt. The 2-2 delivery from Cook out of the windup. Waved at. Foul tips held on by Handy. And the side is retired. Another strikeout for Ty Cook. As we head to the bottom of the third, tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of your Reading Colt 45.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. Armand Lettier back out there for his second full inning of work, facing off against Dom DeCagna, the right-hand hitter. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses away. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. DeCagna hitting for the cycle last night. He singled his last time up and also has a homer already today. So well on his way to repeating history. The 1-1 pitch is grounded foul. For strike two. One ball and two strikes to the Colt 45's right fielder. Who is now tied for the team lead with 25 RBIs. See, grounds this one toward the shortstop. Hale charging back line second base. Bobbled and safe at first is DeCagna on the E6. Hale moving to his left. The ball was spinning in his glove as he went to transfer it to his throwing hand. Was not able to cleanly do so. And safe at first is DeCagna.
DeCagna reaches on the air. Reaching to the plate. Third baseman, number 33, Isaac Mondohana.
Now, Isaac Mondohana to the plate. He's walked and flown out tonight. Right-hand hitter. Runner on first. DeCagna being held on by Rafahi. Quick pickoff attempt on over to first is not in time.
I never know.
Here's the first pitch of the right-hand hitting Mondohana. Popped up in foul territory. Rafai giving chase back behind the first base coach's box. Now beyond the dugout, running out of room. Will not get to it in time for strike one. New balls and one strike to the right-hand hitting Mondohana. The 0-1 pitch with the outfield shifted to pull on Mondohana was taken for a called strike two on the inside corner. No balls and two strikes. Lettier peering in. Now comes set. Checks run at first. The Rosebud's looking for two on the infield as this one's fouled back out of play for the parking lot. Mondohana fighting off that inside pitch. Lettier with a new baseball off the first base side of the rubber. Checks the runner at first. Now kicks and deals the 0-2. Ground ball foul. Down the third baseline. Beyond the extended hands of Ryan Hand trying to make a play from the on-deck circle. Lettier comes set, loves up by his shoulder. The 0-2 pitch, out of the stretch, check swing, upstairs. One ball and two strikes, Mondohana laying off of that pitch.
So he works the count to one ball and two strikes. Still with nobody out, the Rosebuds looking for the twin killing on the infield. Now the 1-2 from Lettier in the dirt. Great block from the catcher Osorio to hold the runner at first. That's DeCagno. 2-2. With nobody out in a 10-0 ball game here in the bottom of the third. The infield shifted to pull on Mondohano, the 2-2 pitch from Lettier. Ring him up, strike three called, caught the bottom of the zone. A late strike three call from Bill Shortridge, the home plate umpire. Mondohano rung up on strikes. He's gone a-looking. Ryan Hamm to the plate, who's singled twice tonight, and he's come around to score both times. Rafai holding on to DeCagno at first. Quick pickoff comes on over to first, is not in time. Rafai actually loses the baseball. Quickly recovers as the second baseman, Sunara, also helping out over there. Went up the first baseline into shallow right field, with the right fielder shifted to full on the right and hitting Hamm, who's nowhere near the baseball. DeCagno on the year is 3-for-5 in the stolen base department. Not the fastest guys. Hamm hits this one in the air towards center. Playable for the center fielder, Tomu, will settle underneath it and quickly throw it back in to hold DeCagno at first. Fly out for Hamm will bring up Dylan Green, who's grounded out and walked tonight. Green had a tough night at the plate last night as well. He walked and then had a couple of flyouts, a line out, and a ground out. There's our first pitch of the right-hand hitting. Green is popped up foul out of play down the third base side. The third baseman and the left fielder giving chase toward the Colt 45 pin, but eventually running out of real estate.
Now batting. First base, number seven, Dylan Green.
Dylan Green's playing first base tonight for the Colt 45s, giving Andrew Mora the day off. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Armand Lettier with DeCagno at first and two outs. Fouled back to the screen for strike two. No balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitting first baseman tonight for the Colt 45s. Green settles into the right-hand batter's box, slightly open stance. The 0-2 pitch from Lettier is a breaking ball hit in the air towards center. Toma giving chase should be playable. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three. The side is retired. The Colt 45s fail to score in the bottom half. They strand one as we head to the fourth inning. It's the Colt 45s up by a score of 10-0. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of your Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The first pitch from Ty Cook to IG Sota is called strike one, right on that inside corner. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Nobody out and nobody on here in this top of the fourth inning. The 0-2 pitch from Ty Cook to IG Sota, who grounded out to the second baseman his last time up. Breaking ball on the off the plate outside. One and two now. A breaking ball that I thought caught the corner of the zone. The 1-2 pitch to Sota. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman again. Reyes handles it. Gobbled up and flips the first in time for the 4-3 put out. Sota with a couple of ground outs to the second baseman. He's 0-2 now. Connor Hale to the plate. He singled his first time up. The outfield shading toward left on the Rosebuds shortstop. Right-hand hitter. Wide open stance. The first pitch, which is low and away for ball one. Now the 1-0 pitch from Cook is a breaking ball that catches the bottom of the zone. That evens up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch from Cook working off the first base side of the rubber with one out and nobody on is a little flare over the head of the first baseman Green that's going to dunk itself into shallow right field where the right fielder for the Colt 45s, DeCano, quickly plays it back in. Connor Hale now 2-for-2 with a couple of singles. We'll bring up Sam Bayless, who struck out swinging his last time up.
Third baseman number 16, Sam Bayless.
Sam Bayless, right-hand hitter, even stands deep in the box. Cook now working out of the stretch. Glove tucked up by his belt. Ball dangling behind him as he shakes off Handy a couple of times. Now kicks and deals. Fastball misses inside. For ball one to the right-hand hitter. The Colt 45s at double play depth. Green, the first baseman, holding the runner on at first. That's Hale. Pick off him toward first, not in time. Hale scrambling back with the head first slide. Pick off attempt again, not in time. Tag being applied by Dylan Green over there at first base, giving Andrew Moore the night off. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses upstairs for ball two. Cook checks the runner. Now kicks and deals the 2-0. Check swing. Fouled back toward the on-deck circle. Went off the hand of Bayless. So he's withering in pain. Now walks it off a little bit. Readjusts his batting gloves. Ball came up and in on him as he was halfway into his swing. Tried to hold up. Ended up fouling it off toward the on-deck circle. Two balls and one strike. Runner on first. That's Hale being held on by Dylan Green. The 2-1 pitch with one out from Ty Cook. Fastball on the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes to the Rosebuds third baseman who struck out swinging his last time up. Colt 45s have their middle infielders Mark Anthony Carroll and their second baseman Adam Reyes both shaded up the middle looking for two. The 2-2 pitch fouled off of John Handy to keep the count at two balls and two strikes. A couple of foul balls in this at-bat. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left on the right-hand hitter. The 2-2 pitch from Cook looking for a ground ball to be done with the inning is a breaking ball just off the plate outside. That fills the count at 3-2. Only the second full count of the ball game for Ty Cook. Cook comes set to deliver the payoff pitch with one out. Kicks and deals. Waved at, losing the bat, is Bayless, and he strikes out swinging. The fourth strikeout for Ty Cook.
Oh, my gosh.
Now Hank Kern to the plate, who flew out to the center fielder, Rogowski, his last time up.
I'm happy to say. Dramatic.
Huge swing and a miss from Bayless, who again lost the grip on his bat. Now it's left-hand hitting Hank Kern, who watches a fastball on the inner half called strike one. The 0-1 pitch from Cook as he checks the runner, being held on by Green over there at first. That's Hale. 0-1, right at the knees on the inside corner again, called strike two. Great pitch from Ty Cook. The gusty wind now dying down a little bit, just a soft breeze blowing in from right center. The 0-2 pitch with two outs from Ty Cook off the first base side of the rubber. Fastball on the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Turn is retired. The Rosebuds threaten, but they fail to score here in this top of the fourth inning. After 3.5, it's 10-0. The Colt 45s on top. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Mark Anthony Carroll working a 2-1 count. Facing off against Armand Lettier in his third full inning of work. He's gone 2 1/3 plus against your Colt 45s. Here's a 2-1 pitch from Lettier. fly ball toward shallow right center field. The right fielder coming in to make the squeeze. It's Cesar Rodriguez. That is the first time in this ballgame that the leadoff man of the inning has been retired for the Colt 45. Now Tyler Zanizer to the plate. Rogowski also due up. He's on deck. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting Zanizer, who has lined out and walked tonight. He fouls it back toward the on-deck circle. The infield and outfield shifting Zanizer to pull as he watches a breaking ball catch the outside corner. It's even up to count at one ball and one strike. Zanizer readies as Lettier comes set. Delivers ground ball toward the third baseman. Charging gloves, throws across in time for the 5-3 putout. Great play by the third baseman, Bayless. Quickly two away for the leadoff man, Trajan Rogowski. Center fielder tonight for the Colt 45s. He's walked twice and been hit by a pitch tonight. The first pitch from Lettier, the right-hand hitting Rogowski, is a check swing appeal. Went around, called strike one. Home plate umpire Bill Shortridge appealing to third base umpire Jimmy Riches. Now the 0-1. Misses inside. One ball and one strike. One pitch from Lettier is a fastball, misses low for ball two. Two balls and one strike to Trajan Rogowski. With two outs here in this bottom of the fourth inning, it's a 10-0 ballgame. The 2-1 is a breaking ball in the outside corner called strike two. Right at the belt. A great pitch there from Armand Lettier. Lettier comes set, kicks and deals the 2-2 pitch. Misses low and away for ball three. Rogowski working the count full. The payoff pitch with two outs. Just off the plate outside, and Rogowski works himself another free pass of the night. That is his third. We'll bring up Adam Reyes, who has walked and reached on the fielder's choice twice. Reyes up in the box. Slightly open stance, right-hand hitter. Fastball catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Quick pickoff comes out over first. He's going to escape the first baseman, and Rogowski will take second base on the E1. No balls and one strike with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. A 10-0 ball game. Rogowski now at second base in scoring position. John Handy on deck. The 0-1 pitch to Reyes is a breaking ball and misses upstairs. One ball and one strike. Working off the first base side of the rubber is Lettier. The 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball in the outside corner called strike two. One ball and two strikes with two outs. The Rosebuds trying to get out of the inning without allowing a run. Here's the 1-2 from Lettier to the right-hand hitting Adam Reyes. Hit in the air toward left center, toward the scoreboard. The center fielder Toma giving chase along with the left fielder, and he will squeeze it on the run in front of the warning track.
the side is retired. Reyes gives it a ride, but not quite enough. We're through four here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45 is on top by a score of 10-0. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of your Redding Colt 45.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Rafahi up to the plate, working a 1-1 count after telling this pitch off. One ball and one strike with nobody out and nobody on. Rafahi, Rodriguez, and Osorio do up. Rafahi takes called strike one in on the hands. Strike two, rather. Rodriguez on deck. Rafahi struck out looking his last time up as he grounds his breaking ball up the first base side out of play.
Those two foul balls brought to you by Crystal Creek Aggregate. Top quality aggregates for all your construction and landscaping.
Drop down to a wonderful 84 degrees here. Swing! And a miss. Rafahi down on strikes. The fifth K of the day for Ty Cook. Draws a swing and a miss from Rafahi, who's now 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts.
Rafahi is now sweet. Now batting.
And Ty Cook has struck out at least one batter in every inning so far tonight. Here's the first pitch to Rodriguez, who flew out to Zanizer and left his first time up. He takes a called strike one. No balls and one strike. 0-1. Fastball on the inside corner called strike two. 10-0 here in the top of the fifth. The 0-2 pitch with one out. Misses way upstairs. One ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 from Ty Cook. Wave that in the dirt. Handy will clear and throw down to Green at first base. And that is out number two via the swing and miss. Now Sergio Osorio to the plate. Osorio, his last time up, was walked and then was picked off at first base. Mazurowski was actually picked off at first base, who was the courtesy runner for Osorio. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand batter. Swing! A miss for strike one. A huge hack there, but came up empty. The infield shifted the pull on the right-hand hitter. Cook kicks and deals the 0-1. with two outs. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner called a strike two. Shadow starting to cover the left side of the field as the temperature continues to drop here at Tiger Field. The 0-2 pitch from Cook. Fastball misses low. One ball and two strikes. It's turned out to be a beautiful night for baseball here on 4th of July. The 1-2 pitch with two outs from Cook. The right end hitting Osorio. Swing! Miss. Got him on the breaking ball. Cook caves the side. As we head to the bottom of the fifth, we're halfway through our ball game on tonight's Independence Day edition of Colt 45's baseball. It's 10-0 after 4.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a proud sponsor of your Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field. Reading, California. John Handy due up along with DeCanio's spot in the lineup. And it looks like he's going to be pinch hit for by Andrew Mora. And then Isaac Mandujano. First pitch to Handy. This is upstairs for ball one. 1-0 to the Colt 45's backstop. The outfield shaded toward left. Sandy takes this next pitch off the plate outside for ball two. Armand Lettier has been cruising since coming into the game in the bottom of the first. He's only allowed one hit and one run through three plus. As Handy grounds this one toward the shortstop, Hale handles the chopper, spins, throws to first in time. Great 6-3 put out for Connor Hale, the shortstop, moving to his left. Spun around 180 degrees and made a strong throw to first in time. Now Andrew Mora to the plate. Pinch hitting for Dom DeCanio. Left-hand hitter. 25 RBIs on the season for Mora. Left-hand hitter. Sox up high. Huge cut and miss for strike one. No balls and one strike. The infield playing straight up along with the outfield. The 0-1 pitch to Mora catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike two right at the knees. Now the 0-2 pitch off the first base side of the rubber for Lettier is in the dirt. The count moves to one ball and two strikes. In front of a capacity crowd here at Tiger Field. It's 10-0 in the bottom of the fifth. The 1-2 pitch with one out. Misses low and in. Two balls and two strikes. 9 of the 10 runs from the Colt 45s came in the bottom of the first.
and all nine of those runs coming off the starting pitcher for the Rosebuds, Caden Hinman. Now Armand Lettier has taken things over after Hinman went two-thirds plus and facing a total of 12 batters. So Mora lays off this pitch that misses inside to make the count full at 3-2. Now the payoff pitch to the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora misses up and away for 4. Mora works a walk. Another walk for the Colt 45's offense tonight. The Isaac Mondojano to the plate. He's spun out, struck out looking, and walked tonight. Sam Marr pinch hitting for Mondojano. My apologies. Takes a ball off the plate outside for 1. Brandon Zanny will be pinch hitting. He's in the on deck circle for Ryan Hamm. DH pickoff sent toward first, not in time. Mora back the left hand. The infield shifted a pull on Sam Marr. See, get this one back to the screen. Marr on the year has 3 home runs. One and one. It's the right hand hitting Sam Marr. In a 10-0 game, it's the bottom of the fifth inning. The Colt 45's on top. Here's the 1-1 pitch from the righty. The breaking ball misses up and in for 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Right-hand hitter. The Rosebuds looking for 2 on the infield. A 2-1 pitch from Lettier. It's a broken bat. Look out as the bat lands on top of the Colt 45's dugout.
Dramatic broken bat brought to you by Dignity Health.
That pitch splintered the bat, and I wonder if they're going to auction that one off. Flew over the netting.
And
Sam Marr recovering a piece of his bat.
Yeah.
After he pops out for the second out. Now Zanny to the plate.
Yeah, Matty.
Now 1-0 count on Brandon Zanny. Called strike on the inside corner blue. Threw a fastball in there. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 from Lettier off the first base side of the rubber and 2 outs. It's a line shot right toward Rafai at first who, moving to his right, smothers it. Spears it but then drops it and takes it himself, so.
Oh, third out, excuse me.
The side is retired. It's 10-0 after 5 as we head to the sixth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connections, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing is a proud sponsor of your Reading Colt 45.
Back room spinning out. Don't remember what you're asking.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. Matt Henry on in relief of Ty Cooks, who ended his night by taking the side. Skylar Sunara is hit by a pitch on the 1-0 count. He'll take first base. The leadoff man is aboard for the Rosebuds. Matt Henry, coming into this game, has a 1.42 ERA in four games. He's gone 6 1/3. With 9 strikeouts, he has not allowed a walk. And he has given up 6 hits. He last pitched on June 27th against the Alameda Anchors. That was last weekend. First pitch in the air toward right. The right fielder giving chase. It's going to land in front of him. Quickly played back in, and the runners will move up to second and third. Toma doubles. And the Rosebuds having some offense going now.
Heck yeah, if he signed up for the pitcher race, please meet me on the whole team.
Dylan Green has moved out to right field. Sam Marr is in the game at third base after he pinch hit for Mondohano. Actually, I believe Reyes has moved out to right field. There's a ground ball toward the shortstop, Mark Andini Carroll charges, throws the first in time.
6-3
put out is an RBI. And the Rosebuds have finally scratched one across. Toma moves up to third base. Mark Andini Carroll with a great play. Soda retired 6-3. Now Connor Hale to the plate, who's singled twice tonight. He's 2-for-2.
Yeah, daddy. Shortstop, number nine.
I believe Dylan Green has shifted on over to second base. And then Reyes is now out in the right field with Mora in the game at first base. Swing and a miss from the right end hitting Connor Hale for strike one.
James and Cora to the home team dugout.
Matt Henry on in relief of Ty Cook, who went 5 innings of 2-hit, no-run baseball. He struck out 7 and walked 1. Now an 0-2 count on Hale after he takes that pitch for a strike 2. Henry checks the runner at third. Now comes set off the first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals the 0-2 pitch with one out. Foul tips. Goes back to the screen as the count holds at no balls and 2 strikes. Runner at third. The infield shifted to pull on the right end hitting Connor Hale, who's singled twice tonight. The 0-2 pitch with one out from the righty Henry is in the dirt, blocked by Handy. Great job by Handy to pin that ball back in the dirt. As Hale steps back into the box. Slightly open stance for the right end hitter. The 1-2 pitch from Henry. It's a breaking ball hit in the air toward right field. Center fielder and right fielder giving chase, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. Trotting into score is Pillman. A stand-up double for Connor Hale. He's 3-for-3 tonight with a trio of hard-hit baseballs. It's now 10-2. Here in this top of the sixth inning. Now Sam Bayless is a player who struck out swinging twice tonight. Third baseman for the Rosebuds. It's the first pitch from Henry with one out and the runner on second. This is low for ball one. The infield shifted a couple of steps to pull on the right hand hitting Bayless, who is 0 for 2 tonight. Matt Henry comes set. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a ball low in the zone. One ball and one strike to Bayless as he taps the plate with his bat. Now ready. He's a wide stance for the right hand hitter. Runner takes his lead from second. That's Hale. 1-1. On the outside corner right at the knees, called strike two. One ball and two strikes to Bayless. Henry looking for the punch out now. The 1-2 pitch as the runner Hale takes his lead from second base. Check swing, misses low. Breaking ball just laying off of that pitch was Bayless. Almost got him to go around on it. Two balls and two strikes with one out. The 2-2 pitch. This is low, ball three. Bayless working the count now. It's filled up at three balls and two strikes with one out. The payoff pitch here in this 10-2 ball game in the top of the sixth inning. It's a ground ball toward the third baseman. Marr checks the runner back at second, now throws across in time, the stretch by Mora. And Bayless is retired 5-3, holding at second base was Hale. Hank Kern to the plate now. Left-hand hitter, he's flown out to the center fielder, Rogowski, and struck out looking.
Now batting. Designated hitter, number 8, Hank Kern.
Green, Carroll, and Zanizer due up in the bottom half. First pitch misses for ball one. One ball and no strikes with two outs. Henry comes set, checks the runner at second, the 1-0 on the inside corner. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. Left-hand hitter, even stance. Henry peers in. Now comes set. Kicks and deals the 1-1 pitch. The ground ball up the first baseline. Foul. Mora diving for it, but it's called foul by the first base umpire, Stephen Young. Moving the count to one ball and two strikes. The Rosebuds with some activity out there in the bullpen. The Colt 45s have a little bit of activity out in their bullpen as well. Henry peering in at Handy as he comes set, kicks and deals the 1-2 pitch after checking the runner. This one's fouled back out of play off the third base side. The count holds at one ball and two strikes. Runner at second, that's Hale. He had that RBI double. Here's the 1-2 pitch from to Hank Kern. Waved at, pokes it up the first base side. Over to handle it is Henry. Scoop throw to the first base and Mora, and a snag by Mora at first base with a stretch. 1-3 on the play, and the side is retired. The Rosebuds get a couple, but they strand one. It's 10-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a proud sponsor of your Reading Colt 45s.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. A first pitch swinging from Corey Likens, who came into the game to play right field, batting in Dylan Green's spot. Singles into left field for an easy base hit. Great diving effort by the third baseman for the Rose City Ball Club, Sam Bayless, but just beyond his reach. Mark Anthony Carroll now up to the plate, the shortstop. He's 0-for-2, but he has reached on the fielder's choice tonight on this Independence Day edition of Colt 45's Baseball, where you can watch the fireworks on the outfield grass after the game commences. They're up by a score of 10-2 here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the 1-0 to Mark Anthony Carroll. Pick off 10 toward first, not in time. Diving back is Likens. The 1-0 pitch misses high. Backpack down to first base. Likens diving back again after having that huge secondary lead. Two balls and no strikes. Great job by Likens to have a huge secondary lead, but almost didn't get back in time. Rafahi ready for the throw from the catcher Osorio. The 1-0 from Lettier is popped up back of first base. Rafahi giving chase towards shallow right field, going out. And not quite able to get to it. Just beyond his reach. The count moves to two balls and one strike. As shadows have now covered pretty much the whole field. With the sun dipping back behind us below the tree line. Mark Anthony Carroll. With a 2-1 counter. Open stance for the right-hand hitter. The 2-1 from Armand Lettier. It's a breaking ball. Misses low and away for ball three. Mark Anthony Carroll getting the start at shortstop tonight. Lettier comes set from the first base side. The Rosebuds looking for two on the infield. The runner going. Throw down to second base is not in time. And Mark Anthony Carroll got ball four anyway. So no stolen base for Corey Likens.
Yeah,
another walk issue to the Colt 45s. That is their ninth on the night.
Carroll draws a walk. Ready to the plate. Left fielder,
Kobe Rafael on deck in the leadoff spot, taking over for Trajan Rogowski, who walked three times and was hit by a pitch.
First base swing for Zanizer. Ground ball to shortstop. Flip to second for one. The relay to first. It's a bit high, but in time. 6-4-3. The Rosebuds turn it for the pair of outs. That moves the runner up to third. The twin killing gets to Colt 45. So now Colby Raphael
to the plate.
Not bad.
And a couple of Rosebuds, including Soda and Toma, out in center and left field. Thought that was out number three. He started jogging off the field. First pitch to Raphael. Catches the bottom of the zone. A call to strike one. The lights come on here at Tagger Field. Some activity out there in the bullpen, as I said previously, but Lettier has been cruising since taking things over for Caden Hinman. In his fifth full inning of work, this one goes past the catcher all the way back to the screen. A throw to home is not in time. Coming to score from third is Corey Likens on the wild pitch. Now Raphael with a 1-1 count on him. Adam Reyes on deck should the inning continue as Raphael takes his pitch upstairs for ball two. Raphael on the year, of course, leading in the stolen bases department. He's 17 for 18. Last year, Raphael was 24 for 30 with the Colt 45s. He fouls this one off. Move the count to two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2 to Raphael is a breaking ball grounded foul down the third base side. As the count holds at two balls and two strikes. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, it's an 11-2 ball game. Now the 2-2 pitch to Raphael. It's a chopper up the middle. Sunara leaping for it back behind second base and loses the baseball. Safe at first will be Raphael. On the infield single, he was likely going to beat the throw had Sunara made a strong throw to first regardless. Now Adam Reyes to the plate. Who's flown out, reached on a couple of fielder's choices, and walked tonight.
Yeah, man. Second base, number three, Adam Reyes.
Still in the game at second base after a bunch of defensive replacements for the Colt 45s. Here's the first pitch from Lettier with the runner on first. That's Raphael. Misses upstairs, up and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Reyes fouls this one back to the screen. Makes count one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 from Lettier. The runner going is a line shot toward right field. Sinking line drive will fall for a base hit. Raphael up to third to throw in on a hop. Not in time. A great play by Bayless over there at third to hold on to the baseball and keep it from going past him. Reyes dunks one into shallow right field for a base hit. Raphael up to third, and now John Handy to the plate. Andy has grounded out, flown out, and walked twice tonight. Out of Roosevelt, California, and Folsom College, along with Dylan Green. Here's the first pitch to Handy from Lettier. Quick pickoff to him down to first, not in time. Diving back was Reyes with the right hand. It's an 11-2 ball game. Another pickoff attempt toward first, not in time. Rosebud's trying to get Raphael to make a dash for home over there at third base as well with runners at the corners. and two outs. Lettier delivers a line shot toward the shortstop. He's not going to be able to go to second. Throws to first in time. 6-3 on the play, and the side is retired. The Colt 45s get one, but they strained a pair.
6-3 putout, right?
As we head to the top of the seventh inning, tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of your Reading Colt 45s.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. California, Cruz Cabral is on in relief, following up Matt Henry, delivers a first pitch strike out the top of the zone. Called strike one on Ash Rafahi. Rafahi, Rodriguez, and Osorio do up. Cruz Cabral on the year has a 1.12 ERA in four games. Delivers a strike right in the bottom of the zone. Called strike two. High octane. He's got one save, 17 strikeouts in eight innings pitched. He's allowed four hits, has not walked anyone yet. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Cruz. Just a bit low. Moves the count to one ball and two strikes. To the right end hitting, Rafahi. Cabral carrying it handy. Cabral winds and deals in this 11-2 ball game. The 1-2 pitch, fastball, misses low. Two balls and two strikes. To the right-hand hitting first baseman for the Rosebuds. Now the 2-2 pitch from Cabral. Swing! Strike three, blew a fastball by him. Rafahi has struck out three times tonight. It's another K for Colt 45 pitching. And out number one for Cesar Rodriguez. Rodriguez last night made a relief appearance for the Rosebuds.
Here's the first pitch from the 6'5 right-hander out of Madera, California. Fouled back to the screen for strike one. No balls and one strike. To the right-hand hitter. Cabral peers in and comes set off the first base side. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses wide. One ball and one strike. Brawl. Reddy's come set, kicks and deals the 1-1 with one out. Swing and miss for strike two. Blew another fastball right by him. The infield shifted a pull on the right-hand hitter with the third baseman, Marr, playing a couple of steps off the line. The outfield shaded toward left. The 1-2 pitch with one out and nobody on here in this 11-2 top of the seventh inning from Cruz Cabral. Misses high. 2-2. Cruz Cabral out of Reedley College. One of about 10 players on the roster from Reedley down in the Central Valley. Now the 2-2 pitch from Cruz. Check swing, in on the hands, ball three. Didn't go around on it. Rodriguez steps back into the box. Now ready, slightly open stance. Cabral gets a sign and comes set. Winds and deals the payoff pitch with one out. Right on the inside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. Rodriguez is gone. Looking for out number two. That will bring up Sergio Osorio, the catcher, for the Rosebuds.
Catcher number 30, Sergio Osorio.
With two outs and nobody on, Cruz Cabral making quick work. This Rosebuds lineup here in the top of the seventh inning. The first pitch misses outside for ball one.
Osorio
0 for 1 with a walk. And he was struck out swinging his last time up. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball misses high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes as Cabral takes the baseball and rubs it up a little bit. Settles back in on the first base side of the rubber glove, up by his shoulder, peers into handy. Now comes set, brings the ball, kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. Cabral rearing back out of the stretch with that pitch.
Swing.
Two and one. Cabral kicks and deals. Foul tipped off of the mask of Andy, who's going to take a little bit of a breather as the home plate umpire, Bill Shortridge, just go out a little bit and give Andy some time to take a breather. Two and two to the right hand hitting Osorio. Cabral gets a sign. Now a 6'5 right-hander kicks and deals out of the stretch. The 2-2. Swing!
And a miss.
High octane blows it by him, and Cruz Cabral strikes out the side. The second time the Rosebuds have been struck out in order. As we head to the bottom of the seventh, it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45 is up by a score of 11-2, but we're going to keep it here for tonight's rendition of God Bless America, sung by Scott Lewis here on this Independence Day.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Tiger Field in Redding, California. On in relief is Alex Rodriguez, not the third baseman from the Yankees, a different guy, for the Rosebuds. As Andrew Mora takes that first pitch for a call, strike one on the inside corner. Andrew Mora walked his first time up after taking things over for DeCanio. Huge swing and miss there for strike two. Now the 0-2 pitch with nobody out, nobody on. The outfield shaded toward right. Shifted the pull on the left hand hitting Mora. The 0-2 delivery from Rodriguez is a breaking ball. Just misses. One ball and two strikes. The 0-2 is a ground ball toward the second baseman, Sunara, moving to his right, throws the first in time for the 4-3 put out. For Armand Lettier, he went 5 1/3, allowed 5 hits and 1 run, with 3 walks and no strikeouts. So a solid outing from Lettier after taking things over in the bottom. In the bottom of the first for Hinman, who only got 2 outs in the inning. Now Sam Marr to the plate, who popped out his last time up. Swing and a miss for strike one there. No balls and one strike. With one out. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, line foul down the third baseline for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Misses low. One ball and two strikes. Great job by Osorio to block that baseball. One out, nobody on here in this 11-2 ball game in the bottom of the seventh. Rodriguez comes set. Here's the 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball, misses inside. 2-2 with one out to the right end hitting Sam Marr. Rodriguez, glove of the belt, kicks and deals the 2-2, misses low for ball three. The payoff delivery with one out. The outfield shaded way toward left as Marr fouls this one down the third baseline, and we'll do it again. Marr steps back into the box, waves the wood. It's Rodriguez peers in at his catcher, Osorio, who comes set, kicks and deals the payoff pitch with one out. In the dirt, and Marr will work the walk. Another walk issue to the Colt 45s. That is the 10th walk of the game. Now Brandon Zanny to the plate. Lined the ball to the first baseman, Rafahi, and then Rafahi quickly recovered and tapped on first base to get the out. Zanny pops this one up a mile high, the shortstop calling for it. Hea will settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. Holding it first was Sam Marr.
He's a batter's box for the 45s. Right fielder, number 17.
And now Corey Likens will step up to the plate. Likens, his last time up, singled, would later come around to score. Came in to score on that wild pitch. First pitch to Likens, misses a bit inside, just a tad low. Likens readies, slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. The 1-0 from Rodriguez in the dirt, smothered by Osorio. 2-0 now, with Mark Anthony Carroll on deck. Likens readies as Rodriguez checks the runner first, kicks and deals the 2-0. In the dirt, skips all the way back to the backstop, and Sam Marr will easily take second base on the wild pitch after squeaked through a 5-hole. A 3-0 to the Colt 45's right fielder here in this bottom of the 7th of the 11-2 ball game. Here on Independence Day, the Colt 45s taking on Rose City, and now Osorio is going to trot out to the mound and have a little conference with his pitcher, Alex Rodriguez. Rodriguez following up Lettier, who went 5 1/3, who allowed 5 hits and 1 run. He walked 3 and struck out none. A great outing from Lettier out of the pen. 3-0 count on Likens, who singled his last time up. The 3-0 delivery with two outs and the runner on second misses inside, and Likens will get the free pass. The 11th walk for the Colt 45s tonight. Now Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. He's flown out, grounded out, reached on a fielder's choice, and walked tonight. Runners at first and second as they take their lead. The infield playing behind them and shifted to pull on the right end hitting Mark Anthony Carroll. Here's the first pitch from Rodriguez. Yeah, this is low and away for ball
shortstop,
one.
Number four, Mark Anthony Carroll.
Rodriguez comes set after getting a sign from Osorio, who sets up low and in. The 1-0 hit in the air towards center, should be playable. Drifting back is Toma. Settles underneath it and squeezes it for out number three. Carroll flies out to Toma to end the inning. The Colt 45s score none, and they strand a pair. It's 11-2 after 7 as we head to the 8th. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of your Reading Colt 45s.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
California. Luis Cabral on in his second full inning of work delivers a breaking ball just a bit upstairs for ball one. Cruz Cabral facing off against Sunara, Toma, and Soda for the Rosebuds. Cabral comes set, kicks and deals. This one's hit into center field, playable for the center fielder Rafael. Settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number one. Sunara flies out to Rafael for out number one. Here in this top of the eighth inning, the Colt 45 is on top by a score of 11-2.
Now batting, pinch hitter, number two, Cole Winston.
Now Cole Winston will pinch hit for the top of the order. And Mitch Toma.
Thank you for not running, kids. Energy.
No balls and one strike after that first pitch was taken on the inside corner for a called strike one. Cole Winston last night singled and struck out. Check swing at this one. Grounds it toward the second baseman. Moving to his left, Adam Reyes makes the routine play. 4-3 for out number two. Two outs in the top of the eighth inning for IG Sota. Deep in the box with the socks up high. Brawl kicks and deals. Swing and a miss for strike one. Huge cut and a miss there. The 0-1 pitch from Cabral is a breaking ball foul. Back to the screen for strike two. No balls and two strikes on Sato. The 0-2 pitch from Cabral off the first base side of the rubber. On the outside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. We're through 7.5 here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing, focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of your Reading Colt 45s.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Some games going on. Lose Your Shoe, and with the capacity crowd here, a lot of contestants. So a little bit longer break than normal. It will be Zanizer, Rafael, and Reyes due up for the Colt 45s, facing off against Alex Rodriguez in his second inning of work. Zanizer with an even stance, digging from that right side. The infield shifted to pole on the left side of the infield. He takes a called strike one. Zanizer 0 for 3 with the walk. Third baseman playing a couple steps off the bag over there at third. The 0-1 misses low in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Now the 1-1. Just a bit inside. This count moves to two balls and one strike. Now the 2-1 hit in the air toward left center, giving chase to Sato. It is over the wall. Sato watches it fly. Tyler Zanizer with the solo shot, puts the Colt 45s back up by 10. Adios, pelota. Zanizer with a solo shot. Now we'll be at the top of the order in Colby Rafael.
Yeah, center fielder, number two, Colby Rafael.
12-2 now in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rafael takes a called ball out of the zone.
Rafael is 1-for-1 on that.
One ball and no strikes. Ground ball towards the third baseman, Bayless, moving to his left, diving for it, throws the first in time. Great play by Sam Bayless, getting that uniform dirty. He's taking a second to get up over there. Looks like he might have tweaked something. Seems to be all right. Now Adam Reyes to the plate.
Second baseman number 3, Adam Reyes.
The second baseman tonight for the Colt 45s. He is 1-for-3 with a walk and a couple of fielder's choices. Takes a called ball outside the zone. A 1-0 pitch misses low for ball 2.
Reyes is 2-for-4 on the night with a walk.
Two balls and no strikes, one out. And nobody on. A breaking ball catches the outside corner right at the knees. Move the count to 2-1. Now this one's hit in the air toward shallow left. Left fielder coming in. Sato will squeeze it on the run for out number 2. We'll bring up John Handy, the catcher.
Catcher number 13, John Handy.
Handy on the night. He's 0-for-5 with a couple of walks. First pitch is popped up toward the third baseman, Bayless, calling for it on the left side of the infield, now caught off by the shortstop, Hale, who settles underneath it and squeezes it for the out. The side is retired, but the Colt 45s get one on the solo shot from Zanizer as we head to the ninth with the Colt 45s up by a score of 12-2. It'll be Cruz Cabral back out there for his third inning of work, facing off against the Rosebuds. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of your Reading Colt 45s.
Here comes the 2-3-4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Cruz stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's Cruz Cabral facing off against these Rose City Rosebuds. Cruz Cabral looking to get the save tonight in his third inning of work. The Rosebuds with a couple of runs on the night. Huge cut and miss from Connor Hale for strike one.
Number 12, Gio Alvalar.
Gio Alvalar, my apologies, not Connor Hale. Right-handed hitter, the infield shifted to pull. This one's fouled back out of play for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Cruz Cabral to Gio Alvalar. This is low. One ball and two strikes with nobody out. Brawl comes set. Kicks and deals the 1-2 pitch. Fastball right in the top of the zone. Ring him up. Strike three called. Mr. Alvalar, you're looking to buy anything. He says, no thanks. I'm just looking. He's down on strikes, and that is another strikeout for Cruz Cabral. He's collected five tonight thus far in this ballgame, which adds to his season total. He's now got 22 on the year. Top of the ninth, 12-2. The Colt 45's up by 10. The first pitch to the right-hand hitting Carson Lau. Takes a called strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch from Cabral. Is a ground ball right back to Cabral, who gathered himself and flipped to first in time for the 1-3 put out. In front of a capacity crowd, the Colt 45s looking to improve to 19-1. My apologies, to 20-2 on the year.
And that's the play for the Rosebuds.
Another pinch hitter, Kirk Mazurowski, who was the courtesy runner for Osorio that got picked off. Hits this one fair, over the leaping Mora. It's a little flare over the first baseman's head and into right field for a base hit. And the pinch hitter, Mazurowski, is aboard. He was pinch hitting for Hank Kern. Now it will be Ash Rafahi, who has struck out three times tonight. He is one strikeout away from the golden sombrero, but it will be number four, Hiro Ishihara, pinch hitting with a huge kind of miss for strike one.
Number four, Hiro Ishihara.
No balls and one strike. To the right-hand hitting Ishihara. Cabral comes set with the runner on first. This one's grounded toward the third baseman, Marr. Gathers it, throws across in time, and the side is retired. The ball game ends. The Colt 45s win by a score of 12-2 here on Independence Day. For the Rose City Rosebuds, two runs on five hits, two errors. They left four. The Colt 45s, 12 runs on nine hits, no errors. They left 12. Colt 45's improved to 20-2 on the season. We'll be back out here tomorrow night at our regularly scheduled 7:15, and then again on Sunday for the series finale. The final time of the game on this Independence Day was 2 hours and 43 minutes. The fans will gather in the outfield to watch the Redding City fireworks after the ball game ends. Tonight's game was sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. Special thanks to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio, but Phil Churchill doing the engineering for us tonight. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45, saying thanks for listening, and please drive safely. Enjoy.
your 4th of July festivities tonight, where we didn't even see the lights truly take full effect here at Tagger Field, and a rather quick contest between the Rose City Rosebuds and your Reading Colt 45s. The final score here from Tagger Field tonight in Reading, California, is the Rosebuds 2 and your Colt 45s 12.
Instead of this guy, Dave Ramsey, which is a pre-recorded finance show, which, to be blunt, I could care less about, all right? When it's a choice of you or Dave Ramsey, my brother, it's you all the way live.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I think I'm sure they have a great show. I'm looking forward to any support that I can get to be carried live in every market that we're in. I love that. I love the support, Doc. I do appreciate it. And I love being on WDEL. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys. So thank you for your support. What's going on with immigration, with Trump, and everything else?
Well, I'm with him all the way live, but I'm against him on immigration. Here's why. I'm going to tell you a little story. It'll take about 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. I'm a second-generation American. I'm 2 generations off the boat. My grandmother, I'm Ukrainian and Jewish and Polish. You know that stuff. You know my background. I'm an East European mutt. I'm a mixture. I shot some Jew, Ukrainian, Polish on mom's side. On death, mm-hmm. Tatar, Tartar, and Viking, and Ukrainian. Okay? Having
yep.
said that, Busha, Babcha, my grandmother on my mom's side, was born in Fort City, Pennsylvania, United States of America, all right? Native-born American citizen. When she married Granddad, Jijo in Ukrainian, she lost her citizenship under the Hardy or Coolidge administration. The Republicans took away her citizenship, and she didn't get it back until Roosevelt restored her citizenship. Now, that's wrong. Didn't happen to her. Just she wasn't alone. Eastern Europeans were targeted. Southern Europeans were targeted. Europe people, Latino Americans were targeted, Asian Americans were targeted, Irish Americans were targeted. They targeted people to deny them their citizenship if they married a foreign-born person. That's wrong. As far as immigration goes, I'm with President Trump all the way alive. But let's get rid of the criminals, Rich, not the ones that want to come here for a better life.
Oh, I hear you, brother. And I think that's the move, right? I think that's what we're seeing. And now the judges are asking him to bring the criminals back, demanding that they return the criminals that they deported to El Salvador, of all places. Doc, what an interesting story. I don't know where to start with that, but I got to take a break right here. Doc in Wilmington, Delaware, WDEL. Shout out to all of you guys. I'm coming right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Getting to a couple of more of your calls, open phones across America, speed round, and, of course, we're coming back with another hour after this. Let us continue. Where do I want to go? I want to go to John. John's calling us from Horseshoe Bend, Arkansas, KSAR. Go right ahead.
Hey, Rich, I think we should bring the gang members back. Give them to me. I'll go to that judge's house and say, okay, here's your guys. You take care of them. Take a 45, shoot each of them in the head, and let them bury.
Well, that sounds a little crazy. But I get the point of saying, hey, you deal with them, Judge. And it seems like they're not thinking things through. John in Horseshoe Bend, we never endorse violence, but I get the picture. Thank you for the call, brother. KSAR. And let's see, what else do we got here? Well, we got the music, so that means I'm coming back to Daytona Beach, Montreal, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Ashburn, Virginia, Boise, Idaho, Charleston, South Carolina. More lines are blinking. We're getting to all your calls. Keep it locked right here. I'm Rich Valdez.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has signed his tax cuts and spending package at the White House yesterday for a 4th of July picnic. He says the bill will catapult the country forward.
You're going to see like a rocket ship. You know, we're setting all sorts of economic records right now, and that's before this kicks in. After this kicks in, Our country is going to be a rocket ship.
The president signed the legislation, which will bring positive changes to government benefits such as Medicaid and food stamps, plus increased funding for immigration enforcement. The big, beautiful bill was signed during the White House military family picnic Friday. At least 24 people are dead and dozens unaccounted for in Texas after a deluge of heavy rain fell in just a few hours overnight. Kerr County endured severe flash flooding of the Guadalupe River, known as Flood Valley, after as much as 10 inches poured down. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
The highest-ranking official for Kerr County, Texas, Judge Rob Kelly, was pressed on why evacuations weren't ordered in advance.
We have floods all the time. This is the most dangerous river valley in the United States. And we deal with floods on a regular basis. When it rains, we get water. We had no reason to believe that this was going to be anything like what's happened here.
The area around Kerrville, Texas, was particularly hit hard.
This came at night when people were asleep in bed.
Mayor Joe Herring Jr. fought back tears as he asked,
"Please pray for our community."
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas parents frantically posting photos of their daughters and pleas for information as more than 23 campers from an all-girls summer Christian camp remain missing after floods tore through the state's central region. The girls were attending Camp Mystic, which is a Christian camp just along the Guadalupe River. Russia launching 550 drones as their aerial assault began intense since the war. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Howard Deasy, founder of Balance of Nature and formulator of the fruits and veggies and fiber and spice supplements, has teamed up with veterinarian Dr. Jake to create Dr. Fido's dog food topper, a tasty, nutritious way to enrich your dog's meals. Just scoop, sprinkle, and stir. Call 888-388-7297 or go to drphytos.com, drphytos.com. And for a limited time, order now and receive a 10% discount with our money-back guarantee by using promo code BALANCE.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you need to vacate this home.
Why, officer? I own this home free and clear. I lived here for 40 years.
Well, unfortunately, this paperwork says otherwise.
But I have nowhere else to go.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am.
This story is becoming all too common in the U.S. Scammers are preying on people with high equity or who own their homes free and clear of a mortgage. Only one company completely protects you. That's Equity Protect. Get your free risk report by texting the word HOME to 94878. Again, text the word HOME to 94878 to get your free risk report from Equity Protect.
Famed competitive eater Joey Jaws Chestnut reclaimed his title yesterday at the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest after skipping last year's gastronomic battle in New York for the coveted mustard belt.
Famed competitive eater Chestnut has reclaimed his title at the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest after skipping last year's events.
With 70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes,
the 41-year-old Westfield, Indiana native secured his record 17th mustard belt in 20 appearances before cheering fans at Coney Island in Brooklyn.
I was excited. I love being here. And, Man, I wish I had ate a couple more.
Sound courtesy of ESPN. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Volunteers searching the archives of the American Baptist in Massachusetts has found a nearly 180-year-old document shedding light on the church's support for ending slavery. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's been more Israeli strikes and shootings in Gaza. Correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Israeli airstrikes on Gaza have killed at least 15 Palestinians on Friday, including 8 women and 1 child. Another 20 Palestinians were killed by Israeli troops who shot at them on Friday while they were waiting for aid, as confirmed by local Nasser hospital. The regular killings by Israel's military are taking place as ceasefire efforts appear to be moving forward. Hamas said Friday it was holding discussions with leaders of other Palestinian factions to discuss a ceasefire proposal presented to it by Egyptian and Qatari mediators. Hamas said it will give its final response to mediators after the discussions have concluded. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hamas has given a positive response to the latest proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, but says further talks are needed on implementation. Not clear if they meant it as accepting the proposal from the president. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? It's Rich Valdez, your liberty-loving Latino amigo. Happy to be here with you this Friday night, 7 minutes past the top of the hour, and we're talking about a bunch of stuff. Of course, the courts are continuing to get in the way of El Trompito Donaldus Magnus, the 45th president of these United States, saying that he can't use the Alien Enemies Act until further notice. So more court battles for El Trompito, and of course, he also is now ending, right? Trump has announced that 1 second past midnight on May 2nd, which is tonight, the United States has ended a trading policy that has been exploited by the Chinese to flood the United States with cheap goods and smuggle illicit drugs into the country at the same time. Trump signed an executive order. That is President Trump. I know some people take exception to when I call him Trump, and I don't do that with any disrespect, just as a caveat. It's that Trump became a brand when I was a kid, and he was pretty much known as Trump. That was it. Trump was in the movies. Trump was in the rap videos. Trump was Trump. And quite often you'll hear himself refer to himself as Trump because it was a brand that he created. So when I say that, I say it with all due respect, and he is President Trump. And I don't intend to leave off the honorific. It's just in my mind, it's ingrained as Trump. Anyway, President Trump signed an executive order back in April to end the de minimis exemption of these goods imported from China and Hong Kong as of May 2nd. Now, the White House called it a critical step in countering the ongoing health emergency posed by the illicit flow of synthetic opioids like fentanyl into the U.S. Now, this exemption allows goods valued at $800 or less to enter the United States without being subject to duties or taxes. Since 2016, shippers from China and other parts of the world have imported billions in small packages into the U.S. under this exemption. Starting on May 2nd, the United States will begin collecting a duty of either 30% of the value of packages at $800 or less shipped through the International Postal Network, or $25 per item. On June 1st, that rate will increase to $50 per package. Packages valued at $800 or less shipped through means other than the International Postal Network will be subjected to all applicable duties, and all of this is according to a White House fact sheet. Macau, which, like Hong Kong, is considered by China to be a special administrative region, may be added to the list by the end of the summer over concerns that goods could be routed through Macau in order to circumvent these duties. Mm-hmm. So trade analysts who've spoken with the Epoch Times, and I'm reading from the Epoch Times right now, said the closure of what's known as the de minimis exemption to China and Hong Kong will deal a significant blow to online retailers who sell goods through websites such as Amazon, but will be especially detrimental to made-in-China retail giants like Shein and Temu. And good, because I've blocked these people from my social media. They have bombarded me for months and months and months and months. And you can get hooked on their cheap stuff. This is like drug dealers, you know. This is how drug dealers get you. Here, try this. You want some candy? Here, try this. And boom, now you're hooked and now you're theirs. So, good. I want to get your thoughts on this stuff and everything else, because I think it's important to talk about that. This is inevitably a war that we are in. A trade war, nonetheless, but a war. And you can't just sit here and play a game. You can't just sit here and say, oh, manufacturing's never coming back to America. Wake up, different times. Imagine that. I mean, just imagine somebody saying, hey, man, I'm getting married. You're getting married? Wow, good for you. But I didn't know people got married anymore. What do you mean? Well, I mean, come on. Women aren't faithful anymore. Men aren't faithful anymore. You know, the divorce rate went from like 50. It's like up to 65 now. It's, you know, who gets married? Like, can you really hang out with all these naysayers? You know, in today's world, you can't bring manufacturing back. If you think like that, you'll never do anything in life. Right? Imagine if somebody would have told me that. Said, no, listen, you have a background in sales and marketing, working in higher education. You spent some time in government. You don't know anything about the radio. How could you get into radio? I mean, you'll be lucky if you can get a weekend gig at some, you know, podunk station somewhere in market number 100, you know, or more. And listen, market number 100 is great. We're on in that market. I love it. But my point is, if I would have believed that type of thinking, I never would have thought market number one, New York City, the biggest media market in the world, that I would have landed a radio gig there on the weekends and then weekdays, right? Did 10 to noon for a while, and then national syndication. I never would have believed it. Even the people I met. I went to the Radio Hall of Fame dinner once at the invitation of the great one, Mark Levin. Thank you for that, sir. And back in 2018... And I can tell you that a bunch of people were there. Cousin Brucey, right? He was there. I mean, so many people. So many. And I was listening to them speak. And they all had a similar story. Even the people I, you know, talked to offline that, you know, on the way to the food, to get food and come back from it. They all had the same type of story. Yeah, I got into radio when I was a teenager, and I just loved being in the studio, and I would sweep up. I would do whatever they let me do. You know, they applied to be a free intern. They just wanted to be in the game, in the building, in the studio, to have a shot. And then they would take that and build. And I think, you know, I was never that 15-year-old kid that spent all that time in a radio studio or even have had access to clean up in a radio studio when I was a teenager. I was busy trying to make a living when I was a teenager and starting a business by the time I was, you know, midway through being 16. And it was a different life I lived. And I just didn't have that same experience. I didn't go to college for broadcasting. I did study communications and business, but I wasn't specific to, you know, mass communication like that, like broadcasting. And if I would have believed that, it never would have happened. The same way, if you believe that, oh, it's different times, and we can't have tariffs anymore. You know, back before 1913, we had all of our revenue coming in from tariffs. If you believe that that can't ever happen again, then that's on you. But luckily, you're not one of the people that's making those choices in the White House. And I think it's important for us to keep an open mind and realize there's a truth in the saying that Steve Jobs made, right? He said, those who are crazy enough to believe they can change the world usually are. and they usually change the world. And I believe in that too. You've got to be in it to win it. And that's pretty much it, right? It's important that we do what we do. You've got to believe in yourself. If I wouldn't believe in myself, I wouldn't be on the radio. And some of you, you know, many of you listen and enjoy the show, and I thank you for it. But some of you struggle. You're in areas where you don't get the clearest signal. And I thank you for listening, too. But if you're struggling with getting good reception in your home or at work or wherever you're listening, you need the C-Crane CC Wi-Fi 3. It's an internet radio, and it's the solution for you. Trust me. Here's why. This CC Wi-Fi 3 radio.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio host.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez, live and national. 833-4-VALDEZ is the number. I want you to join our conversation because I want to take a look back at things, or I should say I want to take a look back and a look forward at the same time, right? Using the context of history as historical analysis to take a look at what is going on in the future, right? Analyzing our current affairs and what we can expect down the road. And to do that, I want to play a clip of El Trompito, Donaldus Magnus, the 45th president of these United States, giving a commencement address at the University of Auburn in Alabama. I think this is where we yell roll tide. Go ahead.
Now exactly 250 years after the first patriots stood and fought at Lexington and Concord, we're in the midst of another kind of revolution, a revolution of winning and a revolution of common sense. Common sense. Everywhere you look, broken systems, corrupt institutions, and tired dogmas are being swept away by the tide of history. Ancient wisdom is being rediscovered, and the best and strongest traits of America are coming back for all to see, bigger, better, and greater than ever. Coming back, and they're coming back fast. The spirit of our age is one of boldness, vigor, ambition, and adventure. And it's exciting to be you and young. Oh, I'd pay you a lot of money to have your age. You have a great future.
A great future. That, of course, President Trump delivering those remarks at a graduation speech. And I want to get some reaction to that because I think it fits so well with a lot of things, both what's going on now, what we can expect, and really want to take a look at the past as well. Richard Battle has written a bunch of books. He's been on this program before, and he has experience both in the corporate space as well as in the nonprofit space, and he's got a book called Americans Who Made America, 18th century, the 18th century birth of the Republic. And I want to get his thoughts on this and how Trump's agenda aligns with Washington's vision for America, as well as chatting about his book a little bit. Again, Richard Battle, welcome back.
Good evening, Rich. Thank you so much for having us back with you this evening.
You bet. So let's chat about this just a tad, because it seems like Trump is talking about this revolution. He's saying that, you know, we're doing it in a grand new way. And I have to say, I believe that we are. I sense and feel the newness of the energy in so much of what's going on. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree, and that's part of the reason. April 30th was the anniversary of George Washington being sworn in as the first president of the United States. And if you go back from there to when the independence movement started, it was 1765, 24 years before. And so our ancestors persevered through 24 years of protest and the Declaration of Independence and then 8 years of war and the failed Articles of Confederation, finally coming up with a Constitution, giving us a republic. And we never hear of the word republic anymore from our elected officials or the media. They talk about democracies. And Trump mentioned ancient wisdoms, and Aristotle almost 2,000 years ago said, republics decline into democracies. Democracies degenerate into despotism. And I believe for probably about 100 years, we've been on that path toward a more socialistic, a more globalist type system, taking away the republic and the liberty that we got from the republic and trying to make people more into the democracy on the path downward of freedom.
And why do you think we're going down that road?
Well, that's a good question, because I think it's a global affair that's been going on. It's been a progress toward a one world government and globalism and away from sovereignty of nations. And when we hear Donald Trump, yes, he wants to make America great, but he's not disparaging other countries. He's encouraging them to make their countries great as well, which means that it would not be a global situation. We'd have a lot of independent countries. Because we are governed best by the government closest to us, and the worst government we can have is the furthest away, which would be a global government.
Yeah, I agree with that. 100%, folks, we're on with Richard Battle. And yet, while we see the detriment that this could cause, it seems like there's a real penchant for it. I, for one, I'm turned off by the idea, but yet there's so many people, this is a real turn-on for them.
Well, if you're talking about moving toward a global government and more socialistic government, I think that's the easy way out. And citizenship has rights, but it has responsibilities also. And we need to exercise those responsibilities to preserve our liberties, because if we don't, we don't get the rights without exercising the responsibilities. And none of us can do everything, but all of us can do one thing to contribute to our country in some form or fashion. And that's what I try to encourage people to do when they're frustrated, because the media and the politicians want to encourage us to sit back and watch TV or do something pleasurable and leave it to them to take care of us, and encourage for government to serve the people in a way that takes away our freedom and liberty. And so we have to exercise that citizenship right to retain that liberty.
Outstanding analysis. Richard Battle, let everybody know how they can get a copy of your book quickly.
Well, Americans Who Made America, 18th Century Birth of the Republic, is the first of a four-book series. All books are signed at richardbattle.com. If you email me, richard@richardbattle.com, we'll inscribe them. Amazon, including Kindle and audio versions.
Outstanding. Richard Battle, you are a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. I want to thank you for being here, and wish you a great weekend. Amigos, your calls and reactions are coming up right now. 833-4-VALDEZ, 833-482-5337. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims.
So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curation.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
After the guest leaves every night and we're doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America, you sit there in this radio studio and suddenly you hear voices, Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami, and this kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And I want to get into this, right? Not that long ago, Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick said AI and robotics are going to change the game with American jobs. And I think he might be on to something. We have a jobs report that's very positive. Despite the media trying to downplay it, we're not losing jobs like they said we would because of tariffs. And we've saw an increase in the amount of jobs we were expected to have. Listen to this.
This is a Goldilocks report, to say the least. This is a report that turned positive. You have 177,000 jobs added for the month of April. The expectation was about 133,000 jobs. So this is a nice beat for this report. But it is down lower from about 228,000 that we saw in March. Unemployment, that was a key number that we were going to focus in on. 4.2% is the unemployment rate. That remains unchanged, and that is what economists were looking for here. So this report signaling that we're not seeing substantial job losses, at least for the month of April so far, and that was a worry with tariffs, induced potential concern there. This report goes from March 15th to April 15th. It doesn't take account the last 2 weeks of April, where we saw some 100,000 job cuts be announced by companies like UPS and Intel. That's something that's not going to come until the May jobs report. But for right now, this report really good.
So, solid report on jobs. Despite anything they try to tell you otherwise, things aren't so bad there. 90% of those jobs right here in the USA's private sector, not the government trying to prop this up just for their own benefit. So this begs the question, and I want to turn this over to you all, the American people. will the job growth that we're seeing, despite tariffs, will this be the beginning of the next boom, the next revolution in America, right? Industrial or otherwise. And do we become the next manufacturing hub? I want to know. Let's go to Evergreen, Montana, KOFI. Check in with Frank. Frank in Evergreen, go for it.
Thank you, Rich.
Yes,
your
sir.
Last guest, Mr. Battle, Richard Battle, wrote a book, Made in America by Americans, not America. A great title. And when I thinking about Boeing and how they kind of went downhill once they started manufacturing their production in Mexico. Well, it became made in, and it's no longer made in America by Americans, it's by Mexicans. You know what I mean? Their unions down there, it's really substandard. Their parity of our dollar to their peso, I mean, they can't afford to exist, and so they're sloppy, starving labor that really can't compete with us in the production.
And
we should just pull out of Mexico.
I've had conversations where people have shared with me that not a lot, but some significant portion of the factories, manufacturing facilities that are in Mexico as well as in India, are Chinese owned. And in many ways, Chinese operated despite being in Mexico. And they do that just to kind of get around things, kind of like they were doing with Macau to get around that new tariff. And I think this is one more tool that they've been using in their arsenal against us that I think needs to end, putting it bluntly.
No more 737s made in Mexico, please. And or parts made in Mexico from components from China, and they don't hold the seals on lots of pressure pumps and everything. They go out real fast, and you just can't have this leakage of substandard plastics and made in China that sneaks into Mexico. And, it's not a trusted way to do business.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I think you're spot on. I think we learned in COVID that if we rely on China to make our medicine, we may not get it. That should have been, like the number one wake-up call. But it seems like we wanted to continue learning that lesson. So now we're learning it again with some of our more high-technology items, like a Boeing 737. And I think we're seeing some consequences there as well. They might have seen some benefit of savings benefit, maybe new ways of streamlining these things because, like you said, less regulation. But ultimately, my mom always told me, lo barato sale caro, right? That which is cheap will cost you more. And that's just the reality of life. Frank in Evergreen, Montana. Thank you for your call, KOFI. Folks, we're continuing with open phones across America. We're going to get to your calls momentarily, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. If you want to give me a piece of your mind, feel free. If you disagree, we move you to the front of the line. And if you agree with us, we're still going to have the conversation because I enjoy those types of conversations. So feel free to do that, 833-4-VALDEZ. Now, let's go to Ridgefield, New Jersey, to Denise, who usually listens out of Atlantic City, WOND. Go right ahead.
Yes, I love WOND, and I love being up in Bergen County, too. But
yeah, me too. I love WOND. Denise, quick question for you. When you visit your house that's up north, do you stream the radio show, or do you catch it like a signal that you can get on the radio?
No, I'm in Ridgefield now, and I pick it up on WONDradio.com.
Oh, okay. Streaming it. Very good. And tell me what's on your mind tonight.
Well, listen to this. First of all, I'm a veteran. I'm pro-America and all
thank
that kind of jazz.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you. Bottom line is my daughter-in-law purchased some shoes for me, like slip-ons, from Temu. They were like $6.99. She bought me two pairs. I still haven't worn out the first pair. I've had it for 2 years, and there's no sign of wear or, I mean, you know, for what it's worth, when I was growing up, they would say anything made in Japan was junk. We would say, oh, made in Japan, it's going to break in 2 days. But unfortunately, we don't have the kind of technology to make this stuff, I don't think, that's quality in America, which is sad. Secondly is, in Philadelphia, I lived in Philly for a number of years when I worked at a TV station, and in Philadelphia, I think I'm pretty good on this. I mean, it's astronomical sounding, but there are 25,000 empty warehouses in Philadelphia. 25,000.
I believe it.
I mean, it's hard to believe, but I researched it, and the numbers came out, like, from different areas, like different locations said the same thing. 25,000 empty warehouses.
Man, well, let me tell you.
Philadelphia, mostly.
Yeah, not that different than Jersey. I mean, if you look at, I go to Patterson every now and again, and in Patterson, very similar. There are tons of huge warehouses because it was once known as Silk City because they made silk and so much other fabric. And, you know, Colt was there at one point, the gun manufacturer. There was so much production going on in Patterson at one point, and now it's not what it once was. And there's nothing but empty warehouse after empty warehouse after empty warehouse. And when you look at other places, there are new construction projects where they're making these huge distribution hubs that go empty, right? They're built and then they remain empty. They would be a great Amazon type of center, but maybe they're just not ready yet. Maybe they're not leased yet, but it doesn't look like they're being occupied. So you've got old factories that are empty and new factories that are empty, Denise.
Mm. Well, listen to this. I had to go renew my or get my driver's license. I had to go by train and bus. So
for
I had
the real
to
ID.
What's that?
To get the real ID.
No. Just to get my driver's license renewed or whatever. So I had to go from South Jersey, from Philadelphia to Trenton and Camden, and Camden to Trenton. And on the train ride there, I had to take a train. There were towns that looked like they were World War II, battlegrounds. One place, I think, is Riverton or someplace like that. I mean, in Cumberland County. I think it was Cumberland or Burlington County. It's amazing that, I mean, it's not just in North Jersey, in Patterson or Philadelphia. It's pretty much all over this general area. I mean,
yeah, the Northeast in general. I think you're right. I think that there was once a lot of manufacturing here, and it's since dissipated. But I think there is a comeback. And ultimately, no, I don't believe Americans are going to sit there and, you know, use sewing machines and sit there. I think some very smart American is going to figure out that you need somebody to fix and manage a bunch of robotic sewing machines that are mass-producing things. And, yeah, you can put that right in Patterson, New Jersey. You could put that in lots of different places where you just need the space. And there is a lot of space out there. So I think we're looking at that down the road. Always a great conversation, Denise. Thank you so much. I see we got calls from Canada coming in right now. Oregon and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen.
number one, because it's safe and effective. It does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
That's 800-219-6867. Don't wait. Get started today with VeraMed Health. Call 800-219-6867. Call right now. VeraMed Health is not a healthcare provider. Please consult with your physician.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Check this out. There was a kidnapping of a teenage girl, or attempted kidnapping. This guy tried to steal a 17-year-old girl in the middle of the day, it seemed, in New Jersey, North Bergen, New Jersey. And there were some nurses that I think were on their lunch break, and they got into it, right, with the guy, Roberto Canavalan, who is now charged with kidnapping and endangering the welfare of a child. And they peeled this girl away, like pried her from his arms, a 17-year-old girl. I have a 19-year-old daughter. I mean, not much difference between 17 and 19, other than, you know, the age of majority and whatever, but it doesn't matter. Here he's getting a kid for charged for kidnapping a kid. It doesn't matter. He's trying to steal a human being, right? What was he going to do with this girl? It was just insanity of the world. It really is. I went to North Bergen High School. I know this area. I lived in North Bergen. When I was first married. I got to tell you, scary, scary stuff. Anyway, to the phones we go. It is the speed round. We're going to go to, let's see, Michael Pendleton, Oregon, KUMA, in the building. Go for it, brother.
Rich, great to talk to you, my friend, again. I had a couple quick points. I know, sure. President Trump listens to this program, and I wanted to say, sir, if you're listening to this program, I give you an A for your first 100 days, what the great things you're doing for our country. I want to thank you also. My girlfriend is in the Ukraine, who I love very much. And thank you for hanging in there with Ukraine until President Zelensky came around. And this is such a great deal, this mineral deal. Imagine if your opponent had won. Things had gone very bad. and they sent NATO, including American troops, into Ukraine, right across the border from Putin. I feel this is a deterrent to Putin, but a much better one. So, and I see a quality in you I haven't seen in a president since the great Ronald Reagan, and you and him are the two best presidents of my lifetime. Thank you again, sir, for everything you do.
What an endearing message for the president. I love that. Very, very well thought out, Michael, and really well put. Michael in Pendleton, Oregon, KUMA. Thank you for the call, brother. That was like an early birthday gift to me. My birthday is Cinco de Mayo, by the way, so on Monday, I'll be 47 years old. And I'm thrilled. I love my birthday. It's always a fun time. Michael, thank you for the call. Let us continue. In Pendleton, Oregon, right there on KUMA, it's popping tonight in Pendleton. Norma, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez. Welcome.
Hello. Good evening. I've been very upset for many, many years since Bill Clinton was running the country, yeah, and watched all the businesses fly out of the country and what happened afterwards. And, you know, it's been going on for so long, and my kids will stick their hands in their ears and say, "Mommy, stop talking about the government." But I could feel this wave coming on me. We weren't watching our borders too well then, but nothing like what the onslaught that just came over the borders.
Yeah.
But I think we should make this less about right and left and Republican and Democrat, because nobody can recognize who's who anymore. And I've seen that getting all cloudy through the years. And it's more about, you know, are you a patriot? Do you love America? Is this a country where in God we trust? Or is this manipulative from hell I felt is coming on to us? Socialism and communism. And even in Cambridge, Mass., it was a place that was recruiting Marxism. And I just watched it through the years, and it didn't just happen overnight. And I think when we're done getting rid of, you know, what's going back home first is the violent criminal. I think we need to get rid of everybody. And anybody that doesn't love this country, you know, I had five brothers that did 40 years of military service, and a father who lost two brothers in the war, and my ex was up to his neck in water in Vietnam. And I love this country, and I know what freedom is. I lived it.
Well, I want to thank you for your patriotism, and I think this is a very important point that you're making, right? And you didn't just say, you know, in so many words, you didn't just say this is about patriotism versus being a commie, right? Because that is, I think, accurate in many ways, but you went on to talk about the roots, the, I'm going to say, demonic roots of communism, right? And about a year or two ago, I interviewed somebody I have a lot of respect for, Paul Kengor, about his book, The Devil and Karl Marx. And it's a great book. And in the book, he talks about so many references that Marx has to the devil, which is interesting, right? And one of the quotes that Marx mentions is, "Thus heaven I've forfeited, I know it full well." He wrote that in a poem in 1832, a decade before he wrote the Communist Manifesto, going on to say, "My soul, once true to God, is chosen for hell." And this is very telling. If Marx knew that that's what his soul was doing, then it makes all the sense in the world that the roots of Marxism are demonic. I'll be right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back.
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
The man who helped shape U.S. monetary policy just released a bombshell book called Our Dollar, Your Problem. In it, former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff warns the U.S. dollar's dominance is under attack, and if it falls, your savings could be the first to go. That's why Advantage Gold is giving away a free copy of Rogoff's book to anyone who schedules a one-on-one precious metals appointment. You'll discover why gold is becoming the number one hedge against a global currency shift, how to move your IRA or 401k into physical gold, tax and penalty free, and how to get up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with a qualified account. Get your free copy today while supplies last. No precious metals purchase necessary. Call 800-324-9902 now. That's 800-324-9902. Don't wait. Supplies are limited. Call 800-324-9902 or go to AdvantageGold.com. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
I want to talk about tariffs. I want to talk about a bunch of things, and I want to continue with your phone calls. Ziggy, Chicago, Illinois, WLS. Go for it quickly.
Hey, I love it. I love Trump. I love what he's doing. He's doing the right things. We do not need to feed all these illegals. What we need is all our Republicans to stand up and tell these Democrats if they want to go over to whatever country that
El Salvador. Yeah, Ziggy, I'm sorry, brother. We're out of time. I appreciate it, but I get the point. You become an American or go home. I hear you, brother. We got to protect our borders. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. And God bless you, America. If you're sticking around, there's more to come straight ahead. If not, I'll see you. I'm Rich Valdez.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump citing the benefits of his big, beautiful bill at a White House July 4th picnic yesterday. Among them, a break for American car buyers.
You buy a car, you borrow money, you're allowed to deduct for income tax purposes your payment of interest. You're allowed to deduct it. It's never happened before, so run out and buy a car. But I have to tell you, it's only good, Mike, if it's made in America. If it's made in another country, you don't get it.
The legislation extends the president's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts and provides for a massive increase in both defense spending and immigration enforcement. At least 24 people are now dead and more than 20 unaccounted for in Texas after a deluge of heavy rain fell in just a few hours overnight. Kerr County enduring the most severe flash flooding of the Guadalupe River, as much as 10 inches have poured down. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has a message for worried parents.
But the parents who got calls from Camp Mystic, where they said your daughter is not accountable at this point or is not accounted for at this point, I want all of you to know we will do everything humanly possible 24/7, looking at every tree, turning over every rock, whatever it takes, if your child is one of those truly missing and not just out of touch, to find your daughter.
Authorities said 237 people have been rescued so far. This area is known as Flash Flood Alley is prone to sudden flooding due to its thin soil. Hamas says it's given a positive response to the latest proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, but says further talks are needed on implementation. It was not clear if Hamas' statement meant that it accepted the proposal from President Trump for a 60-day ceasefire. Russia has launched 550 drones and missiles overnight in Ukraine in the largest aerial assault since the war. More at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
China's economic planners may have overplayed their hand when it comes to the country's electric vehicle market.
Chinese industrial policy has spawned far more EV manufacturers than can possibly survive. Now, long simmering concerns about oversupply and debilitating price wars are coming to the fore. The government is trying to rein in what's called involution, a term initially applied to the rat race for young people in China. It's been extended to companies and industries engaged in meaningless competition that leads nowhere. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A massive Lego man named Dada has welcomed visitors to the new Legoland Resort in Shanghai. The resort, which opened Saturday, is the first in China and the largest Legoland in the world, built with 85 million Lego bricks. The park features replicas of real-world sightings like Beijing's Temple of Heaven. Tickets range up to $84. More at townhall.com. President Trump is hoping to celebrate America's 250th with a UFC fight at the White House. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Trump announced the plan Thursday in Iowa during the kickoff event for a year of festivities leading up to the milestone birthday on July 4, 2026. The White House UFC fight would be one of many events held across the country. Trump is a UFC enthusiast who has attended several matches in recent months. The Republican president also announced an athletic competition for high school students and a tour of fairgrounds across the country.
And we're going to do that as part of 250 also. We're going to have some incredible events, some professional events, some amateur events.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
Federal officials say famed Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been arrested and will be deported to Mexico, where he faces organized crime charges. The 39-year-old boxer was arrested Wednesday in Studio City, California. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Eight.
and he's here illegally, so she presumably isn't here legally, right? But we've got a pretty dumb immigration system, especially with the Democrats and Joe Biden being in charge for 4 years prior to this year and President Trump taking control again. America taking America back for America, as you might imagine, because that's the thing. Just great. The Colorado suspect now charged with federal hate crime. I would certainly think so, being a radical Islamic jihadi terrorist, genocidal, anti-Semite attack. You're hosing people down with flamethrower and then Molotov cocktails. I would think that, you know, while chanting the Democrat Party chant of, what is it, free Gaza, and when, what's he chanting? Palestine is free. It's as free as it's ever going to be. Don't you know who runs the hellhole? Come on, take a whiff. And it's not Jif. It's not at all. So now charged with hate crime. He planned his anti-Semitic attack for a year. You know, the 9/11 guys, that took them like 5 years to plan that. If that's why they're 1,000 years behind every other culture and civilization, because everything takes forever. Takes a year to plan that. What kind of a maroon are you? We should just give the electric chair for that. Isn't that amazing? I think, what do you think? Electric chair for this guy? I think so. I think that. What do we even have electric chairs for if we're not going to use them? But now, charged with a hate crime. The people at CNN, they've got a lot of issues there, don't they? They've got a great many issues. But the Democrat Party, are they on the way out as an organized political party? I've got some audio that I'm going to share with you today that might suggest even Democrats are thinking maybe the Democrat Party has run its course. Maybe it's time to do away with that, because they're honestly a violent party, a criminal party, a terroristic party, a murderous party. They celebrate Luigi Mangione. They celebrate Hamas and condemn Israel. They celebrate criminals and condemn the police. The Democrat Party, it's maybe the party has run its course and it's time for them to move on. We'll create something else not at all like it. Not its likeness, but we will get something not at all like the Democrat Party to move forward. Amazing stuff. Oh yeah, also the daughter of the terrorist, because, you know, the media, they love terrorism and terrorists. They're the left and Gang of Murderers, Boulder, Colorado. But the daughter, it turns out, she was profiled in the Colorado Springs Gazette, the newspaper, the Colorado Springs Gazette, as you might imagine. And they have already done a profile on Habiba Soleiman. Turns out there are a bunch of women in America named Habiba Soleiman. I went to look her up, and there are a bunch of different Habiba Soleimans. But this Habiba Soleiman, it reminds me that the most common name, most popular name, for a newborn boy in England, in Great Britain, is Mohammed. But fear not, the second most popular name is also Mohammed, but by a different spelling, because there is more than one way to skin a cat, as they like to say in certain parts of the world. Yeah, but Habiba Soleiman, profiled in the Colorado Springs Gazette, a glowing profile, of course, because we are bad and everybody else is good, until you start, you know, using your flamethrower on the Jews and Molotov cocktails and all of that. Now, the Democrat Party, I don't think are on the right side of anything, and it's probably time that they folded up their tents. They are living in tents with the jihadis at this point. Amazing. They're on the wrong side of that. They're on the wrong side of men competing in women's sports against women and stealing their trophies and stealing their scholarships and stealing everything they've worked so hard for. And the Democrats are good with that because they are East Germany, like during the Cold War and the Soviet Union. The Democrat Party, they took the torch, you know, from the Soviet Union and the East Germans, and now they're burning Teslas and burning Jews' houses with the torch that they've taken from their predecessors in the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler and beyond. You know, a lie told once remains a lie. A lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth. That's is that Joseph Goebbels or the David Hogg of the Democrat Party? And what is going on with David? Speaking of David Hogg and the Democrat Party, we've got our favorite child prophet of doom, who is just, Von Thunberg, Greta Von Thunberg, who's headed to Gaza on a multi-million dollar sailing yacht. It's a very luxurious protest. It's only very, very wealthy Western people can protest like this. But Greta Von Thunberg, she's out there. She's headed to Gaza to supplement and supply and give sustenance to, and maybe more for all we know, to the Hamas terrorists, the genocidal death cult of Hamas. And blood-drenched though they may be, they've got their teen prophet of apocalyptic doom, Greta Von Thunberg, headed there. And they're afraid that her yacht might be sunk. It's not her yacht, of course. It's always somebody else's yacht, but she's a lefty after all. But she moved seamlessly from, oh my God, the climate is going to kill us all, to, oh my God, we've got to kill all the Jews. That's a kind of a strange shift, but that's where the left is. If you're a lefty, I think that you're probably mentally ill. Oh, speaking of which, we've got an update on that too, because there is another story about the Democrats and mental illness. Hey, wait, I think there were two stories on that at least. I see only one in the story sheet. But the Why So Blue, liberal women are less happy. This was a story from a couple of years ago. And the liberal women are the least happy people in America, the least happy people in the world, because they're liberal women. And look at the men they're surrounded with and all that. There, nothing good can come of that. But another story out yesterday about how liberals are the least happy people, according to studies, it's psychological studies and all that. The least happy people are who? They're left-wing liberals. And who is Gloria Romero? I've got a Gloria Romero, story for you. I know I didn't know who she was either, but I've got her coming up for you because pretty amazing stuff. I've got to say, pretty amazing stuff. And, that's just scratching the surface, but the Democrat Party, should the Democrat Party be disbanded? Should the Democrat Party go the way of the Whig Party, which is no more for Democrats? It was an old American political party, and they don't run candidates anymore, and I think maybe the Democrat Party probably shouldn't either. We've got so much to be concerned about. Even John Fetterman, you know, he's a Democrat senator, isn't he? And he was somehow elected or appointed or some very third world. Everything is third world. And he is the one who seems to make more sense than any other Democrat now, which is pretty desperate, I've got to say. Also, Chuck Schumer, the Lizard King, he went to a public event and he was up on stage and he was interrupted, heckled, cut off by a series of radical left-wing extremist Democrats who should be wearing armbands. The Democrat Party, you should be required to wear an armband so that we know who you are in public. You can decide what the... maybe something like a twisted cross, since dog is your co-pilot and your anti-religion, unless, of course, the person is a radical Islamic jihadi, in which case they have your full-throated support. Can you say full-throated in the context of Democrats and their support? Pretty amazing stuff. So we've got that. Also, the poll numbers showing the Democrats are doing very badly. And the news media, like the people at CNN, they're traumatized by this, quite traumatized. Oh, no, our poll numbers, look at her. I can't believe Republicans are doing better. How did that happen? And they just want to get, you know, the Democrat Party to the front row, because the news media is the filthiest, most corrupt institution in America. And I've got several things for you on that, because it's about time we called them out. CNN has one person that makes sense. His name is Scott Jennings. And a lot of fun because with him yesterday, because Tim Walz, the man who would be vice president, who can't load a 12-gauge shotgun and claims that he was, you know, in the military and served in Iraq when he didn't, which is okay when you're a Democrat. The news media forgets about that over lunch with each other while they're touching each other because they're just a freak show. Oh, we have Jasmine Crockett today, too, because she's a hero of the Democrat Party. But our media is the worst, just the absolute worst. And that's because they're the Democrat Party and the Democrat Party. And I've been asking this question for how long now, Michael, for how long? At what point do we declare the Democrat Party to be a terrorist organization? How many incidents do there have to be? How many suicide attacks that are murderous? How many self-immolations? How many arson attacks on the Jewish governor's mansion? How many politicians have to be shot, from Donald Trump to Steve Scalise, and on, before the Democrat Party, which assassinated three of our four assassinated U.S. presidents. You know, we've had four presidents assassinated. Three of them were Republican presidents, including, of course, the first ever Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, who took away their slaves. And then they had to shoot him in the head and kill him because he's the first Republican president. And the Democrat Party, then they killed two more Republican presidents. And then one Democrat was assassinated by a communist, either that or by the CIA, but I think probably a communist. Amazing stuff. And we had a Chunk Todd. Chunk. He's trying desperately to remain relevant in some way. And I got a little bit of Chunk for you because Chunk. So they're on the wrong side of that, the Democrats. They're on the wrong side of men competing as women because they've lost control of their senses, if they ever had control of their senses. Pretty amazing stuff. And boy, are they on the wrong side of everything. I got a little bit of The View. That's a TV show on ABC News. ABC News. That's a news show under ABC News. They have George Snuffleupagus over here, whose qualification to be a journalist and a multi-million dollar anchorman is $25 million a year. $25 million a year for George Stephanopoulos because he worked in the Clinton White House. And that's what qualifies him to be a journalist and a $25 million anchorman on ABC. There are no conservatives that have been given any of those jobs by the networks. Never have been. Never will be. The networks should probably be folded up with the Democrat Party.
You're listening to Classic Chris, The Chris Plant Show.
Here's a life-saving stat for you. Did you know that 80% of strokes are preventable? So how can you manage your heart health at home, on summer vacation, or between doctor's visits? You can with the most advanced personal EKG on the market, CardioMobile 6L. The world's first FDA-cleared six-lead personal EKG. It can detect up to six of the most common arrhythmias, including AFib, a leading cause of stroke, and gives you six times the data of any smartwatch at a fraction of the cost. Now, you may think this is going to be hard to use, but it's not. It's so simple. Records right to your phone anytime, anywhere. To make it even easier, right now, CardioMobile 6L is 10% off. Just go to CardioMobile.com. That's CardioMobile.com or Amazon and use the code 106LPLANT. That's the number 106LPLANTE to get 10% off your CardioMobile 6L today. Sponsored by AliveCore. The all-new third-generation Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is finally here. This new thunderstorm uses two technologies that studies have shown help kill up to 99.9% of bacteria and viruses, removes dust, pet dander, smoke, and more from the air, and helps get rid of any odor. And no filters to replace. The thunderstorm will help get rid of any stinky smell, guaranteed. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, stinky shoes, musty basements, and much more are no match. Those smells will disappear after just a few seconds. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, family room, kitchen, anywhere you like to breathe clean, fresh air. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, use the discount code CHRIS3 to save $200 on three thunderstorms. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CHRIS3.
Hey, get in.
What?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hey friends, if you're on Medicare and living with diabetes, listen closely. You may qualify to get the latest diabetic supplies, including CGMs, at little or no cost to you. Just call 800-219-6867. Viramed Health is a trusted Medicare-approved national provider that delivers high-quality diabetic supplies right to your door with free home delivery and no extra hoops to jump through. They handle everything from working with your doctor to managing the insurance paperwork, so you don't have to. If you're ready to take control of your diabetes, the best call you can make today is to Viramed Health. Their expert team will verify your insurance quickly, and if you qualify, they'll have your supplies delivered. And shipping is always fast and free. Call 800-219-6867. That's 800-219-6867. Don't wait. Get started today with Viramed Health. Call 800-219-6867. Call right now. Viramed Health is not a healthcare provider. Please consult with your physician.
You're listening to Classic Chris, the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, the mental health of liberals versus conservatives surfaced again yesterday. And I want to share that with you. The numbers are quite stark. Self-described liberals not doing very well at all. That might explain the self-immolations and the suicide attacks and the depression. It's not funny, you know, ask... It turns out 12 Jewish people in Boulder, Colorado were attacked, not just 8. Let's grab a phone call before we get to the crazy Democrats. And we got a lot of crazy Democrats today. Let's go to Matt, calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Happy Tuesday in Jasmine Crackpot-topia.
Jasmine Crockett. She is one of the great winners of the Democrat Party, isn't she?
Well, we fight with Greenland, we fight with Canada, we fight with Mexico, yet we in love with Putin. What is happening? Like, this is not America. This is a terrible nightmare. Somebody slap me and wake me the f*** up, because I'm ready to get on with it.
She is. And in addition to her, you know, Jasmine Crackpot, graduate of MICDS here in St. Louis.
We are going to be in your face. We are going to be on your We are going to make sure you understand what democracy looks like.
Wanted to apologize for a number of other things St. Louis has foisted upon the country. So in addition to Jasmine Crackpot, we've got former squad member Corazy Bush, although she, you know, we fixed that last election. We've got Craxine Waters with the James Brown hair, graduate of Ashawn High School here. We got the gentle giant, Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot, hands out, don't work. Crossing the river, born in East St. Louis, over in Illinois, where the governors make their license plates. We've got Senator Little Dick Turbin Durbin. A little further out in Belleville towards Scott Air Force Base, we had James Hutchinson, the would-be assassin. Back across the river, and back in time, we had the Dred Scott decision there in the old courthouse, now in the shadow of the arch. And last but not least, I'd like to apologize on behalf of St. Louis for Bud Light.
Well, you know, the corporate leadership of the Tranheiser-Busch people, the Bud Light people. But you you ticked off a pretty good litany there, Matt, of problems out of St. Louis. And I got to say, you know, Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot. That's right, which never happened. Big lie. The Democrats rioted. Wonder how many people they killed because of Mike and Michael Brown, the Democrats. I still have, Matt, I still have my hands up, don't shoot T-shirt at home that I bought at a Black Lives Matter march in Washington, D.C. That was even before the Democrat Party had gone completely and utterly insane. But I've got an update on that coming up.
You're listening to Classic Chris, the Chris Plant Show.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curation.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Seems to be what the polling indicates here. The Democrats have turned themselves into the party of the neurotic, the unstable, and the miserable, says Charlie Kirk after looking at the numbers from the Nate Silver people here. And it's quite remarkable. It's true. They've got a graphic right here. And under the headers of liberal on the left, moderate in the middle, conservative on the right. And then if you ask self-reporting mental health, if you say that your mental health is excellent, that's 51% of conservatives say my mental health is excellent. Only 20% of Democrats say their mental health is excellent. And some of them think that their mental health is excellent while they're planning to murder a CEO.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
Ayanna Pressley, Democrat Congresswoman. The world is miserable, so I'm going to be miserable forever because I'm a Democrat member of the House of Representatives. How oppressed must she be? Isn't that amazing? So the Nate Silver people, self-reported mental health, excellent self-reported mental health. 51% of conservatives say excellent. Only 20% of liberals say excellent. Next down, very good. So excellent or very good. 39% of conservatives say very good. Very good. So that's good. What do we have? That's 90% now? Isn't that amazing? Because you had 51% and 39%. That's 90% of conservatives, self-described conservatives, say that our mental health is either excellent or very good. And then, that's 90%. And then another 32%, according to Nate Silver, of conservatives say their mental health is good. Now, that is impossible because that's now 122%. I don't know how you do that, but that's what that they've got. And for liberals, 20% say their mental health is excellent. 26% say very good, right? If you're self-described liberal, 45% of liberals said in this survey that their mental health was poor. 45% say their mental health is poor, okay? And conservatives over here, 90% say their mental health is either excellent or very good. Isn't that wonderful? These people. Can I just say these people? And it might explain the violence in the streets and the madness, the absolute craziness. Pretty appalling stuff. Now, when I saw this, I thought, well, isn't that fascinating? And I was reminded of another study that came out a couple of years ago that I talked about here on the radio. And it's a Pew Research study. You know, if you have an iPhone and you text somebody Pew, P-E-W, space P-E-W, you get lasers. Did you know that? It sends a laser show to, if you say Pew, text with an iPhone. It's part of the Chinese communist propaganda thing. But you text pew to somebody and you get a laser show. Pew, because it's like, you know, Star Wars or something like that. All right, so the Pew study. This is from 2021. White liberals disproportionately suffer from mental illness. White liberals disproportionately suffer from mental illness. Who didn't know that? Honestly, we've been watching it on parade for years now.
Mental health is a badly needed commodity right now.
That's for sure. That's lunch bucket Joe there. So a survey from a 2020 Pew poll indicates that white liberals disproportionately suffer from mental illness versus their conservative counterparts. The study, which examined white liberals, moderates, and conservatives, both male and female, found that conservatives were far less likely to be diagnosed with mental illness issues, mental health issues, than those who self-identified as either liberal or very liberal. Well, I would imagine, certainly. Young white women suffered the worst. I might say suffered the most, but that's me. White women aged 18 to 29 who identified as liberal were given a mental health diagnosis from medical professionals at a rate of 56.3% as opposed to 28%. So that's well over half, right, of white women, liberals, 18 to 29, well over half, 56.3%, have actually been diagnosed with a mental health issue by medical professionals, by doctors. So they're checking in. Hi, I'm a white liberal woman and I'm mentally ill. And that great. Compared to 28.4% for moderates and only 27.3% for conservatives. Zach Goldberg, a PhD candidate in political science, consolidated the study's information into a set of visuals and posted them on a thread on Twitter. Goldberg included the following disclaimer and da-da-da. I didn't write this thread to mock white liberals. You don't have to. All you have to do is lay out the scientific evidence, and they mock themselves. Isn't that amazing? Or their apparent disproportionate rates of mental illness, he says. Rather, this is a question that is underreported and which may shed light on attitudinal differences toward various social policies. Yeah, it's all about my social policies. Just amazing stuff. So that is that's great. And when I saw this fun tweet pop yesterday, I said, "Oh, that reminds me. I remember this study, and I'm sure it's still true. It's not like they're getting better or anything." And then I because what I do is I do research and I find stuff. So I have access to the internet. Have you heard about that? I went and I looked. This is the family studies website here. Why so blue, colon? Don't even ask. Liberal women are less happy, more lonely. But why? And this is actually February 13th of 2025. Young liberal women are especially prone nowadays to reporting poor mental health. This was the discovery that Zach Goldberg made almost 5 years ago, poring over Pew data, in the spring of 2020. Further research in 2022 found that depression had surged among liberal high school girls in the last decade and a half, and much more so for them than other high schoolers, especially conservatives, because conservatives are much more happy, you know. And this study found that young conservative women are three times as likely to report being very satisfied with life compared to young liberal women. I'm sorry, what? Young conservative women are three times as likely to be very satisfied with life than young liberal women? Yes, that's correct. Just amazing stuff. And there are two major factors, church and marriage. This is kind of amazing. Account for about half of the ideological gap among young women in a multivariant analysis and of life satisfaction that includes control factors like race, education, and income. The Democrats love race. They're still trying to make up for being slave traders and slave drivers and plantation runners and for being the Confederate States of America and Jim Crow. Now, liberal women are less likely to be integrated into core American institutions like marriage and religion and belonging to a church and going to a church, and marriage and religion tend to lend meaning and offer direction in life, sense of solidarity to women's lives. But the Democrat Party, they're just not well. They really aren't. And the violent criminal insanity and terrorism and suicide attacks contribute to all that.
These last 2 years and some months has caused a lot of us to go through individual and group therapy. It has caused a lot of us to feel a bit of despair and depression and anxiety and fear.
I thought that was a weird speech because she was wearing a suicide vest with the detonator clutched in her right fist at the podium. And fortunately, she was stopped. She was stopped. She didn't self-detonate, as so many Democrats have these days. The self-immolation, the murders, the assassinations, the Democrat Party supporting Hamas, supporting men competing as women, supporting riots. And, you know, that was Kamala. She actually helped raise money for bail for criminals that were rioting and burning our cities from coast to coast because St. George Floyd had died of cardiac failure while resisting arrest in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Isn't that amazing? Just crazy. Crazy Democrats. I am telling you. All right, let's take another phone call, Michael. And I've got some great audio for you today about the Democrat Party and why perhaps it should be dissolved. It should be disbanded. Maybe it shouldn't be a political party in the United States anymore. It should just be the Communist Party and then the Republican Party, because they're coming out of the closet all over the place. Most of their men are women, and a lot of their women have really good mustaches. Really good mustaches. They don't have everything that you need. But they do have mustaches. I'll give them that much. All right, let's take a phone call. We got transgender sports, and we've got a border update and the largest ICE raid ever, which the Democrats are responsible for. The terrorist attacks, which the Democrats are responsible for because they're responsible for the open borders. They celebrate murderers like Luigi Mangione. Boy, are they on the wrong side of everything. Let's take a phone. Let's go to Randy calling from the great state of Arkansas. Randy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, I've been a fan of yours on the radio for years, and now I'm enjoying your show on Newsmax.
Oh, thank you very kindly.
But I wanted to tell you, one of the things that first attracted me to you was when you, I think, correctly identified the cause of a lot of Democrats' behavior as a mental illness. But I think you have to maybe reconsider that primary diagnosis. In the Trump era, Trump puts out some comment that's bait, and they invariably take it and come out and attack him and end up looking like fools. He slaps them upside the head. And this happens over and over again, and now, of course, he's got his press secretary and a cabinet that are just almost as good at slapping him as Trump is. And, you know, an animal, if you put bait out and they take it and then they get hit in the head, after a couple of days they'd stop taking the debate. But Democrats don't do that. So I think we may have to consider that the new diagnosis is not just basic mental illness but traumatic brain injury. Because they've been hit so many times.
It's like Trump brain injury, TBI in their case is Trump brain injury. And you're absolutely right. President Trump is so masterful at baiting them and goading them. And they fall for it every single time. They've been falling for it for years and years now. We had 4 years of Trump, then 4 years of Biden, and now we're back. And so, you know, for how long are they going to keep falling for it? I got to tell you, Randy, I love the way you sum it up. You sum it up very eloquently, I might add, as well, very succinctly. And they're getting crazier and crazier, aren't they? And more violent.
Yeah, every time you think they can't get any worse, they prove you wrong.
They do. And let me tell you, Randy, go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of getting hit in the face, I think the First Lady of France, when she chose Macron and people on the left, you're saying that
very eloquently, I might add,
the way we report it is misinformation.
They love that misinformation, disinformation thing. That's from the Soviet playbook as well. They're the left. And Randy, one of the things we need to do, a pretty simple thing, but Republicans and the media need to do this. We need to stop referring to the left as blue and blue states and blue on red. We're the only country in the world that doesn't identify the left with red. They are redder than they've ever been. They are effectively the Soviet Union. They are East Germany, the Democrat Party of today. They even have men competing in sports as women, like the East Germans used to do in the Soviet Cold War days and the Olympics and so on. Hey, I think that lady wrestler has an appendage in her. Yeah, that's because that lady wrestler is a man. That lady swimmer is a man, and the Democrats have literally adopted the East German sending men to the Olympics practices. Aren't they amazing? Randy, fun call. And thanks for the kind words about the Newsmax television show. Yeah, it's true, mental illness, and they do keep taking the bait. You're right, even animals are smarter and less violent, less murderous, too. Yeah, these are strange days in the United States of America, thanks to the Democrat Party.
I'm in therapy right now because I'm transitioning.
You're listening to Classic Chris, the Chris Plant Show.
This country was, of course, built on hard work. Whether you're standing long hours, running errands all day, or just doing your part to keep the world turning, you shouldn't have to deal with fatigue. That's where Gedify shoes come in. Built with patented VersaShock technology, the FTC has authorized Gedify to tell you that These shoes help to relieve minor occasional pain associated with walking, running, and prolonged standing. G-Defy shoes help to absorb harmful shock, align your body, improve your biomechanics, and return energy to every step. My best girl and I love our G-Defy shoes. They make your arches feel good. Get 30% off your order of $120 or more right now by texting Chris to 91888. Or by heading to gdefy.com and using the code Chris. That's texting Chris to 91888. And with G-Defy's 60-day risk-free trial, you've got nothing to lose. Message and data rates apply.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
Between business life, social life, and her best bud, Loki, Beverly has a lot to focus on, especially while fighting Stargardt, a blinding retinal disease. But she's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Beverly, winning the fight means focusing on what's closest to her. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
You're listening to Classic Chris, the Chris Plant Show.
All right, and people want to talk because people like you know, the truth. And so I've got, boy, I've got a lot of crazy Democrats coming up. Should the party be dissolved? Might be the theme of the day. Right now, let's go to the telephones again, Michael. Let's go to Karen, calling from the beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan. Karen, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
When I was a young girl, I got a hope chest from my grandma. It was a cedar chest. It was hers. She gave it to me. And through my teen years, we would just look forward to our future. We would save things for a home we would have one time, getting married, you know, just all kinds of dishes, all kinds of stuff. But it had a feeling like I knew who I was. And I did go to college. I became a nurse. And I had a lot of friends who went to college, too. So it wasn't like we were a bunch of uneducated idiots, you know, just dribbling around in the kitchen. So I think that our identity was better defined. Now, all so many young girls, you know, in the 70s, we were taught, you know, really you can just make it on your own, like Mary Tyler Moore. And there were a lot of shows on TV about single moms are so hip and cool. Who needs a husband? And then feminism really pushed it over the edge. I think so many girls now, you know, even in their 30s and 40s, are just lost because they didn't get married. You know, they spent 12 years at university, and now they're just angry Democrats, a lot of them are. And I think that's why I think you see a lot of the women are crazy on the street screaming.
Well, they've killed what used to be feminism. They've turned it into left-wing radicalism.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.